Back with you on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan. Thanks for joining us. 866-838-4843 is the phone number. And our text line, Sports Radio to 21,000. Feel free to join us any way you want about anything that you desire. That's what the show's all about. It's not necessarily about what we want to discuss. It's about what you want to discuss. So we welcome that opportunity. Red Wings a winner last night, 5-4 in a shootout. Patrick Kane with a shootout win. But Washington also won, a 2-1 victor over Philadelphia. And that means Washington clinches the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Also yesterday, Tigers a winner over Texas. They have split the first two games. Gio Urshela with a game-winning RBI in the eighth inning. They will play Texas this afternoon, weather permitting. The NBA, in the meantime, I don't know how many people are following. Do you follow the NBA if your favorite team's not in it? Do you follow any sport outside of football, probably, where if your favorite team is not in it, you're still monitoring what's going on? Do you do that at all? Well, the Lakers beat the Pelicans last night 110-106. Zion Williamson left the game with an injured left leg. He had 40 points and 11 boards at the time. But the Lakers beat the Pelicans. The Kings beat the Warriors 118-94. Golden State is done. The play-in tournament in the NBA can be, quite honestly, a little confusing. So Sacramento plays New Orleans now for the number 8 seed. We know the Lakers get Denver. The winner of Sacramento-New Orleans plays Oklahoma City. The East begins tonight. It's Philadelphia, Atlanta, Miami, Chicago. That's the play-in. Would you want a play-in in hockey? Similar to what the NBA does, would you want a play? To me, no. This is what leagues do, and I could be cynical and say this is what they do to make more money. Well, that's what business is, I suppose. But you're expanding postseason opportunities. Football's done it. Baseball's done it. Basketball, as we know, has done it. I mean, basketball, think about this for a second. You have 15 teams in each conference, 15 in the East, 15 in the West. 10 of those teams qualify for, not playoffs, but the play-in opportunity to keep, you know, to play the extra game. So in the East, for example, Brooklyn, Toronto, Charlotte, Washington, Detroit, seasons are over. Atlanta, Philadelphia, Miami, Chicago, they have at least one more game. Atlanta beats Philadelphia today. Atlanta is still playing, and Philly's done. Similar to what happened last night. Golden State lost to Sacramento. Season over. So I think there's too many. To me, just my opinion, I think there's too many. It's got to mean something. And I don't, I'm not a fan of the play-in tournament. Maybe some people are. I would not want it in hockey. Atlanta finished 10 games under 500. 28 games back of Boston in the Eastern Conference. And they got a chance to keep playing. Some people think that's great. I personally do not. It's slightly different in the West because Golden State was, 10 games over 500 and they're still playing. So, all right. I'm just saying I don't like the play-in tournament. But that's the scenario for the NBA right now, in case you missed it last night. All right? Disappointingly, Whitey Herzog passed. Whitey Herzog was a former manager for the St. Louis Cardinals and for the Kansas City Royals. And he was... He's a really good manager, man. Really good manager. Unfortunately, we don't get a chance to talk about it. Well, we can talk about it, but he's not a guy who is around us anymore. Obviously, hasn't been around the game for a long time, but he was a hell of a manager for an extended period of time. And Blake Griffin retired. What do you think about Blake Griffin retiring? Former Piston. I remember I was the first person to greet him for the Detroit media when he came to Detroit and was at the Palace. Covered his first game, had an interview with him. Very impressive. I remember I called a game when Michigan played Oklahoma in the NCAA tournament, and he just dominated the Wolverines. Selected first overall by the Clippers in 2009. He was a high-flying highlight reel, no question. Doesn't make him a Hall of Famer, but he was a hell of a player for a long time. He was, I think Tyronn Lue said it best. He's the Clippers coach. One of the more dynamic players we've seen in the league for a long time. But signing a five-year, $170-plus million extension with the Clippers and then being traded to Detroit, not great. Spending four seasons in Detroit, not great. The way he ended his campaign, do you know the last team he played with? Boston. And he averaged 4 points and four rebounds a game. But he's officially hung it up, even though you and I both know he retired a long time ago. We go back to the phone lines, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. Ben, who do we got waiting for?
We got Scott in Grand Rapids. He wants to talk little Tigers and Red Wings.
That's beautiful. Hi, Scotty. How are you today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
First thing on Blake Griffin, I didn't even know he was still playing this year. But number two on the Red Wings. Anybody calling? We didn't get in, and I'm gonna tell you this. It's a little bit because of our own goaltending. I mean, we have to admit that. Yeah. But it throughout the season, and we don't have a number one. We
right.
just don't yet. Right. That's what we got to work on, and we know that. But I think the coach did a good job, and the one guy you can blame the most for us being out of it is Lindgren.
Charlie Lindgren
at Washington. Mm-hmm. He stopped. We outshot Washington this year by over 80 shots. You don't lose that many games to a team when you outshoot them by 80 shots.
Yeah. And, more importantly, what he did is he allowed just 9 goals in the last 6 games. That's it.
That's
winning. Yeah, no doubt. That's winning hockey right there. So
right. Man, and then I wanted to respond a little bit the other day from Danny and Brighton. I was at an account, so I had to turn the car off. But when he was thinking about me, I didn't say Al Avila was an A-minus B-plus GM. I said he was an A-minus B-plus drafter.
I know. I corrected him. I corrected him on your behalf. I'm listening. Thanks for the phone call, Scott. Got to hit a break. Back with more after this on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan.
Huge here for my good friend Drew and the crew at Impact Power Sports. Now, they're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, just north of Grand Rapids here on the west side of the state. They are Michigan's newest Yamaha go-to golf cart dealer. Now, if you're looking for a golf cart for the neighborhood, the business, the golf club, maybe that second home or the lake, stop by and see Drew and the crew. They can hook you up today at Impact Power Sports. They also have e-bikes, quads, side-by-side, yard toys for the big boys and the big girls. Anything you need when it comes to power, they have it at Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford. Also, if you want a shot at winning Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart, a custom-built Lions golf cart, text IMPACT to 21000. That's IMPACT to 21000. And you could win Lomas Brown's Lions golf cart this summer from Impact Power Sports and The Huge Show.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
The second hour of X's and Bros, Monday through Friday, 6 until 9, around the great state of Michigan with our affiliates in Flint, Cadillac, Grand Rapids, Grayling, Gaylord, Midland, Saginaw, Bay City, Petoskey, and Charlevoix, and Traverse City. It is awesome to have you with us here on this Wednesday. X's and Bros, Matt Shepard with you. Our producer, Ben, give him a shout. Phone number is 866-838-4843, or you can text us. Just text Sports Radio to 21,000 and join in the discussion. Red Wings a winner last night, but they lose in the season. They tie with Washington with 91 points. But Washington beat Philly last night 2-1. TJ Oshie with an empty net goal to finish things off for the Caps. So they, because they have more regulation wins than Detroit, they are locked into the second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. The Red Wings miss out for an eighth consecutive season. Tigers a winner 4-2 last night against Texas. Same two teams square off this afternoon. Just real quick, and then we'll get to the phone calls and the texts as well. The White Sox yesterday were rain delayed. They are 2-14. And trust me, I'm not going to sit here and talk White Sox baseball. There's a purpose to this. When you think that there's a guarantee, when you think that you're going to make the playoffs, that you have a window of opportunity because you believe in the players that your team possesses, be careful. Because the White Sox are a really good example of that. After losing to the Reds 11-4 on Sunday, Chicago is now 2-14 on the year. They're off to their worst start in franchise history. By far and away, they have the worst scoring differential in baseball, a minus 53. They would have to go on a 12-game winning streak just to get to 500. That's how quickly things can get ruined. This is a team that was building around young players. You remember it. If you follow baseball, you remember it. Oh my gosh, Luis Robert, what a player. Oh my gosh, Eloy Jimenez, what a young player. Oh my gosh, Yoan Moncada, they stole the trade from Boston with Chris Sale. Oh my gosh, Andrew Vaughn. Sox are last in runs scored, last in OPS. They've allowed as many runs over their last four games as they've scored all season long. They're last in runs scored per game, 28th in runs allowed per game. They've been out homered 21-8. It's amazing how bad. They've been shut out five times. That's 33% of their games. They're terrible. 1-5 in one-run games. 0-5 in games decided by five runs. 1-7 at home. It's terrible, right? And yet, at some point, just a few years ago, everybody was giddy over Chicago. They thought the window of opportunity for the Chicago White Sox was incredible. They thought they were going to dominate the division. In 2021, they won 93 games and won the division by 13 games. That's just 3 years ago. And really, it's two baseball seasons ago, because this year's not that old. Just 2 years ago, two full seasons ago, that team won 53 home games. That team had more wins than the Boston Red Sox. They had just two fewer wins than the Houston Astros. They had more wins than the Atlanta Braves. They had more wins than the St. Louis Cardinals. Their window of opportunity was like, oh, you remember it. I lived it. Tigers won 77 games that year. They finished 16 games back. People in Detroit, you know what we're saying? This division is Chicago's for a long time because of their quote-unquote core. I'm sure you remember it. Bad. It can change quickly. All right, to the phone lines, 866-838-4843. Ben, who's waiting for us?
Oh, we got text.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. This is from Alex in Wyoming. He says, in my mind, Lalonde has to be gone. I can't stand his recent narrative that this team is outperforming expectations. 2 years in a row, we've had a collapse down the stretch. This year, we had a 9-point cushion above the cut line. Being close is not good enough. We need a mindset of a winner leading the dressing room. Lalonde does not have it.
That's an interesting take. You would fire him after 2 years. Okay. Couple things there. First of all, I love the passion. Here's what I would ask. Did they exceed your expectations? You know my take on it. My take is that my expectations changed. I didn't have super high hopes because of how good the East was, at least what I thought it would be going in. So I didn't have super high hopes. And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, they're starting to play well. If my expectations changed, it was because of how the team was playing. He's part of that. So that has to tell you what. He's pushing some right buttons. They did have 91 points. They did tie for that final wild card. Did you expect them? This is all about yours and my expectations. Did you think, who's ever texting, did you think they were going to win the Metro? Or I mean the Atlantic, excuse me. You didn't think they were better than Boston. You didn't think they were better than Toronto. You didn't think they were better than Tampa. Florida made the Stanley Cup Finals a year ago. I doubt you thought they were better than that. At least I didn't think they were. I don't want to speak for you, but I didn't think they were. But as the season went on, I thought they were better than certain teams. I thought they were better than Pittsburgh. I thought they were better than Philly. I thought they were better than Washington. So I thought they should have been at least in the wild card spot. And then you never know what can happen. A lot depends on how you're playing at that time. Here's what I would ask you then. If you're not, if you want to blame it on the coach it is interesting in Detroit or in the state of Michigan. We are blaming the coach. We don't blame the general manager. We're not blaming Steve Yzerman. Steve Yzerman put this team together. Derek Lalonde's supposed to coach it. You must think, I think this is a fair assumption on my part, you must think they have enough talent to reach the postseason and that Lalonde didn't do enough with it. Fair enough. Here's the next question. Who? Who's the next coach you want? I remember before Lalonde was hired. You remember this? Before he was hired, you know what everybody wanted or everybody suggested? A lot of people suggested. Lane Lambert. That's who people were wanting. Lane Lambert got fired after 45 games with the Islanders this year. Islanders finished fourth in the Metro a year ago, got fired after 45 games. Patrick Waugh was brought in, and Patrick Waugh led the Islanders to a playoff spot. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just asking, when we say these things, I'm a big believer in you got to have a name. Give me the guy you want to take his place. I think that's an important part of the conversation. 866-838-4843. The text, Sports Radio to 21,000. This is X's and Bros. Monday through Friday, 6 until 9, across the great state of Michigan.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The Food District is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's Burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's Chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new Food District. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Welcome back to X's and Bros. A little anti-ghost for you there. Really good band that started its career in Grand Rapids, now out of Detroit. Welcome to X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan. We're glad you're with us. No matter where you're listening, it could be in Flint on WTRX Sports Extra 1330 AM, Traverse City, WKAD 93.7 FM, The Ticket. We're glad and honored to be on in Cadillac on WKAD, The Ticket 93.7, in Grayling and Gaylord, WGRY 101.1 FM, up north sports radio, Midland, Saginaw, Bay City, WLUN 100.9 FM. It's called The Mitt. On The Ticket, Northern Michigan, WMBN 104.7 FM, 1340 AM. And, of course, on The Big Show, the big station, WMAX 96.1 FM, The Game in Grand Rapids. Don't forget Bill Simonson, The Huge Show, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, on many of these same great radio stations throughout our state. If you want to text us, Sports Radio to 21,000. Got this from Alex. Did they exceed expectations at the start of the year? Yes. But expectations can change and standards can be raised. Hear, hear. I agree. He says a 9-point cushion at the end of February is too large to blow. If you can credit Lalonde for getting them there, you can also blame him for losing it. Fair enough. Excellent point. He said Eisman deserves some blame too. They have talent. But this is also the third oldest team in the NHL. There needs to be long-term changes made in personnel. Give me Craig Berube. Craig Berube was with Philadelphia for 2 years, won a Stanley Cup in St. Louis in 2019, the only cup the Blues had ever won, then won the division the very next year, but was fired soon thereafter, earlier this season. He was fired. A game under 500. Okay. I don't... Good player for a long time. I don't know if I necessarily... It doesn't make me go, oh, everything's solved. We got Craig Berube. But at least he's got a name. He's got an answer. Gerard Gallant is another name. Now, remember this. Gerard Gallant has been with Columbus and Florida and Vegas and the Rangers. How do you take that? Because in Columbus, 2 years, missed the playoffs, gone. Florida, made the playoffs one out of the 2 years. He was fired 22 games into his third year. Vegas, as an expansion team, took him to Stanley Cup Finals. Lost in 2018. 2 years later, not even 2 years, year and a half later, fired. Rangers. Reached the playoffs, lost in the conference finals to Tampa, then lost in the first round, fired. Now, it's a Rangers team. It's funny. He gets fired the very next year. What do? 55 wins, conference best 114 points. Not just a conference best, a league best. They won the President's Trophy. And I know that doesn't mean a lot to everybody, but there's something to be said for going through a tough, hard-nosed, long 82-game slate, winning 55 games, knocking out 30 opponents at home, setting franchise records with the number of victories overall, with the number of points overall, with the number of home wins overall. That's impressive stuff. So how much of a difference would it make? Here's the answer. I don't know. And I only bring these names up because those, first of all, Alex gave us one, which is good. The other is, it's a name that's been linked to Detroit before. And yes, part of it is because Gerard Gallant was a teammate of Steve Yzerman's. But if we're going to say, and this kind of falls back to what one of our texters said, if you're going to bring up that there needs to be a coaching change, and you believe that, that's fair. Let's have an idea of what we're looking to do with the replacement. It's not just a quick process of, he is fired. It's a plan. The plan has to include the replacement. So who is it? That's all I'm asking. I would ask you, and I hope moving forward with our show, and we've had this in the past, that I'm not going to use the word intellectual, but I think it's good sports discussion. I think we have good sports discussion on X's and Bros. But it's not going to be a radio show where it's lick the stamp and it's easy to just say something and get away with it. I don't want you to be able to do that with me, and I'm not going to do it with you. I want to probe deeper. I don't want to just say, I want to fire the coach. Hey, good job. All right. Who else wants to fire the coach? Let's open up the phone lines. Nope, that's not the way it works. You want to fire the coach? That's your prerogative. Give me the replacement and why. Think about it for a minute. Okay? That's what I want. And that's what I hope I get. And I think I will. Otherwise, I wouldn't do this stuff. I promise you, I wouldn't do this stuff. Phone number is 866-838-4843. And the text is Sports Radio to 21,000. I like to think we have among the most educated listeners in sports radio. Not because of me, but because of who you are. I like to think it matters that much to you. That's why I love texts from Alex. That's why I love the texts and the phone calls we've received already this morning. All right, I'm going to shift gears here at 42 before the hour. One of the fastest rising prospects in the NFL draft is J.J. McCarthy, the University of Michigan quarterback. The same guy who won a national championship in his final year at the University of Michigan. Tiki Barber is a media personality and was a very good running back for the New York Giants in the National Football League. Here's what he recently said. He said it late last week. His quotes now. The J.J. McCarthy thing, I'm tired of hearing it. His film doesn't say he's a first-round quarterback. His film doesn't say, I need to get rid of all my assets and go draft this guy because a lot of what he does doesn't translate. The scheme that he ran at Michigan, it didn't highlight the things you need to do, second, third level reads, and multiple combo routes that you have to get correct. He didn't do any of that stuff. They were run-based, and he thrived in because he was good at doing what Jim Harbaugh wanted him to do. Tiki Barber has forgotten more football than I'll ever know because he played it. He lived it. It was his livelihood. And he watched film. He reads defenses. He does all that stuff. Here's my question. Why can't a running game and a top quarterback coexist? Sometimes you look at winners, and then we wonder, where do we place that label, and is it appropriate? Michigan ended the year 15-0. Only teams in college football history to achieve a single season record of 15 wins were Michigan, Clemson in 2018, LSU in 2019, Georgia in 2022. Maybe you don't believe it's all J.J. McCarthy. Fair enough. It's the winningest season in Michigan history. He led them to 28 wins over the past two seasons, 40 wins over the past three seasons. Those are program records. He didn't win them to all, but he was part of them, okay? In his 28 career starts, he went 27-1. That's the best mark of any quarterback with a minimum of 20 starts since 1971. The 1971 quarterback who did that was Chuck Easley at Toledo. He was 35-0 as a starter. Jimmy Harris at Oklahoma is the only other quarterback with at least 20 starts and no losses. So McCarthy had one. His win rate is better than Jameis Winston, better than Trevor Lawrence, better than Kellen Moore, better than Tua Tagovailoa. Sorry, Freddie. Impressive. This past year, he completed 73.2% of his passes. The only passer who had a better rating or better completion percentage was Bo Nix of Oregon. But think of this. McCarthy's completion rate and the average depth of target was 9.5 yards downfield. Bo Nix, 6.8. Something to be said for that, don't you think? You don't think he goes downfield? You think all he does is turn the ball and hand off? Average depth of target, ADOT, average depth of target, 9.5 yards. Bo Nix, 6.8. Five players at 13 yards or more. Six players between 11 and 13. 31 total passers above 10. McCarthy was right there with them. He had almost as many red zone touchdowns as he completions in the red zone, 11 to 15. You like that number? You're damn right. 7 for 7 on fourth down with 7 first down conversions, including 1 touchdown. That's pretty good completion rating, don't you think? Passer rating is there. There's no doubt he's going to have to adjust. There's no doubt that he needs help. Tell me a quarterback who doesn't. Absolutely. Don't take this out of context. I'm not saying I would draft J.J. McCarthy in the top five. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I'd draft any of them. I don't think I'd draft Caleb Williams. I don't think I'd draft Jaden Daniels. I don't think I'd draft Drake May. I wouldn't draft Michael Penix. I wouldn't draft J.J. McCarthy. But you know what this shows you? And a friend of mine asked me this. What do you think about J.J. McCarthy rising so quickly? My response was, it shows you how desperate general managers are to find their quarterback. Folks, when you watch the NFL or you look at the quarterbacks, answer me this question. How many of those quarterbacks would you, don't let the emotion get in the way. Keep the emotion, try to steer that off to the side. How many really good quarterbacks are there in the NFL? Honestly, how far can you go? And you can use whatever rating you want. You can use touchdowns. You can use QBR, whatever it may be. It's up to you. Total yards, if you think that's what is most important. Completion percentage, which is a big deal. Although I don't think you would necessarily go with Mason Rudolph since he had the best. Well, actually, it's probably Dak Prescott because he's the one who started the most. Because last year it was Mason Rudolph, Jake Browning, then Dak Prescott. But Prescott and then Kirk Cousins, they had the highest completion percentage. Most people would say, no, I don't think so. No, thank you. Yards per game, Kirk Cousins. Most people I talk to, nah, I don't think so. QBR, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott. I don't think so. A lot of people dissed Brock Purdy. They don't believe in Dak Prescott. Touchdowns your thing? Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, Jared Goff. You can pick whatever statistic you want to use. That's fine. But there's not a quarterback out there that can do it by himself. 866-838-4843. That's what's going to happen this time of year. It'll happen after the draft, too. We're going to nitpick about certain players. Why we like them, why we don't. To the phone lines. Ben, who do we got on the line?
We got Freddie on the line.
Oh, nice. Hey, Freddie. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Shep. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing fine. How are you? I could use some of your I could use some of your spaghetti, some of your pizza, what's the curled noodles with the meat sauce that is just outstanding? Oh my God, it's so good.
Goulash.
Yeah, the goulash. That's what goulash.
I got to tell a funny story about Shep. When Shep used to cover the Lions, he used to come get pizza once in a while. I think one time he had the goulash or whatever he had, but he was on the way to Bally's to work, and he spilled some of his sauce on his shirt.
Yep,
and I felt so bad. I'm like, thank goodness that the tie covered.
Yeah, it was worth it. The food was worth it.
See, Shep is human. See, and we all spill sauce on our shirts. So we all put our pants on to see what.
That's funny. Because I was eating it so fast. What's on your mind?
So, I'm gonna give you two names for hockey. I'd like to get it on McCarthy, but we probably not gonna have time. So I'm just gonna give you the two names for the Red Wings. One, I don't know if he's coaching the NHL right now. It's a guy I've always liked. It's Barry Trotz. Took Washington, won the cup with Washington. The other guy, and I know it's going to ruffle some feathers, but in sports, you can do anything you want to do. The money is there or whatever you can do or whatever you want to do. But John Cooper in Tampa Bay, can Steve Yzerman pry him out of Tampa Bay somehow, some way, with money, draft picks? That's his guy, John Cooper. I always felt like he wanted to go get John Cooper. And those are two names for me. And I got to ask you one question, Shep. Jim Neal in Dallas. Obviously, fantastic. He was here under Ken Holland. How far along? Is he farther along than Steve Yzerman right now, or is it the other way around?
What do you mean farther along? What do you mean by that? He's been the GM longer?
Team-wise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's a hell of a general manager. Jim Neal's and thanks Freddie for the phone call. Great stuff. Jim Neal was the assistant general manager under Ken Holland. Went to Dallas. Jim Lights brought him there, and he's done yeoman's work. Barry Trotz, look, it's a famous name, and yes, he won the Stanley Cup with Washington in 2018. He's made the playoffs plenty, although in Nashville he missed it in the first 5 years. He's a guy who, I mean, he hasn't coached in a couple of years. He was with the Islanders, and they didn't really do anything with him there. That could be talent. That's why it's hard to say. I mean, it could be talent. Maybe that's not on him. Maybe it's more on his GM than anything else. I guess my question is, you're right. John Cooper was his guy in Tampa. Derek Lalonde's his guy too, didn't he? He didn't inherit Derek Lalonde. He hired Derek Lalonde. So John Cooper was his guy, and he's done a great job. But Derek Lalonde's his guy too. Did he forget what it takes to be the right head coach? Did he forget what characteristics he liked about him? I don't know, man. I wouldn't give up draft picks for a head coach in hockey. That's just my opinion. Phone number 866-838-4843. Good thoughts, though. I love the names. 866-838-4843. Back with the final hour after this on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in, and also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to the Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the Huge NFL Draft Watch Party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
There's a new player in town. Hi, I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking about Eagle Casino and Sports, the real money mobile casino. It's so easy to play. You can go from wager to winner to wallet just like that.
Sign up now and we'll match your deposit up to $1,500. Or you can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.